The very first Kip and Touch podcast of the year. Very excited to be joined by an extremely special guest, former Kipster, Radford graduate, and now newly elected ANC commissioner of 7CO2, Lawrence Davin. Lawrence, how you doing today, man?
I'm all right. Thanks for being here.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure, you know, to talk to you, kind of highlight your story a bit and, you know, talk about the great things that you're doing in the community, man. So first things first, congratulations. How
Thank
does
you.
It feel to be a newly elected ANC?
I don't really think it still really has hit me yet. It's fulfilling to help serve people, especially my community. It's amazing.
Talk about that, because like I definitely want to learn about your time at KIPP DC and things of that nature. Of course, we'll talk about that. But one thing that I do know about you, just getting a little background on you, is that you've always had like a community-minded focus to kind of how you view things, how you approach life, and things of that nature. What are some things that you're excited to kind of see now that you're in ANC or kind of enact or be a part of?
Definitely getting the government more involved within my community.
Okay.
And I know that sounds a little weird, but I live in Ward 7, and I spend a lot of time in Ward 8 as well. And definitely we aren't experiencing the same rights and privileges that the rest of the city is seeing in terms of basic trash pickup or decent lighting or, you know, things of the such. So I'm excited to get some government attention to my neighborhood.
And, like, talking about, you know, your neighborhood and the pride in, like, you know, where you grew up on, you know, and things of that nature, a lot of our kids could kind of see themselves in you for many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in the same neighborhoods, attending the same schools, having the same aspirations. Talk about some of the work that went into being elected ANC, and like, what could they possibly take away from?
Well, I started here with my time at KIPP. I started out at KIPP Key. Mr. A was my principal. Ms. Hayes was my principal for him. And I would definitely say I was not a star student. All of my teachers would say I was not a star student. But KIPP played an important role in the fact that they kept college in the forefront of my mind. And that transcended over into when I went to the high school, KCP. College was also always in my face. And I feel as though that led me to believe that there is something more out there. I don't think I would have gone to college without KIPP and the help of the KIPP Through College and Careers program. You know, and then actually being in college, I found a new appreciation for education, because education is literally the key.
So as KBC, as they help you get to college and you're in Radford, why don't you talk about some of the things that maybe organizations that you were involved in at Radford that maybe kind of helped steer you towards, you know, this newly elected ANC position, or talk about your involvement on campus.
Oh boy, I was involved in a lot on campus. Starting my sophomore year, I became vice president of this group called Men of Standards. And just keeping college men together, supporting them throughout college, because we know women graduate college at a higher rate than men, so we want to create the support system around men, especially minority men on our campus, so we can help them graduate. And then that transcended over into me joining the Black Student Alliance as the community outreach. I also joined one of the biggest clubs on campus called the Diversity Awareness Programming Board as the SGA rep. So I will go to SGA every week and talk to them, build relationships in SGA. And then going into my senior year, I became the president of the Black Student Alliance.
Okay.
I served on the conduct board. I served on a bunch of committees, joint committees with the city and the university. Search committees for various positions, such as associate dean of students. So I did a whole lot.
Where does that passion for community involvement, you know, stem from? You know, because there's a strong thread there between your, you know, organizations at college to you on now. You know, where does your passion for community involvement come from?
So I want to say it started at home. My parents, and especially my mother. She is one who will always go out of her way to do something for anybody, no matter how big it is. And I used to sit back like, Mom, really? Calm down.
You have to do that.
But it's just like she was so selfless, excuse me. And I just always admired that. And then when I got to 11th grade, I took AP U.S. History. Best class of my life. I love U.S. History. Had one of the best teachers, Ms. Delaloy. And just saw how our Constitution was made and how we can change it if we can participate. So I definitely believe that you can't complain about the system if you don't participate in the system. Okay. So a mix of that. It's why I feel as though I have this community, this passion, mm-hmm. this passion to help serve and help people get involved within the community.
So I just found out that you recently had your first ANC meeting.
Yes.
Talk about that experience. You're Commissioner Davin now.
I'm Commissioner Davin.
And you're walking in there.
It was nerve-wracking. It's my first meeting. I'm being held accountable for things. That I know about and things I don't know about within the community. And I'm that first line that people go to when they have a problem. So, you know, if it's trash pickup or if it's something, you know, they want more police protection on a certain block, whether they're being calm or whether they're yelling at me. It was very nerve-wracking. But I saw this as a chance. My first meeting, I saw it as a chance to really let the public see who I am, know who I am. Mm-hmm. Went around shaking a lot of hands, meeting a lot of new people, making a lot of connections. So coming in, you know, it's a learning curve for everything.
Absolutely.
But I can't wait to overcome those learning curves so I could be the most efficient commissioner for my constituents that I could be.
Yeah, you'll do great, man. How does it feel to be that person that they're coming to you, Lawrence, mm-hmm. for answers? They may have questions, but they're coming to you for answers.
They need answers.
Yeah,
ready, you know? For the man.
So how does it feel to be in that position, in that hot seat?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it can be stressful, mm-hmm. but also it can be very rewarding. Mm-hmm. You know, being the president of the Black Student Alliance, people came to me with questions. People came to me with problems. And I had to, you know, actually sit down and make that connection with them first and be like, listen, we can work through this. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see? What's actually happening now? How can we mash these two things together so that we can come to a better outcome? Mm-hmm. It's stressful by all means because I'm here for them. Mm-hmm. However, but in the end, it's a rewarding feeling because I know I'm actually helping to enact change for people. And with that, I feel it's also my job to help bring more people into the conversation because a lot of people don't even know that they have ANC commissioners, which is our first line to the government because we aren't a state. So this is why one of the reasons why ANC commissioners were made, so that the people can feel that the government is closer to them.
Do you have further political ambitions? Could we be talking to? Can I be talking to future Mayor Davin at a certain point?
Listen, whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens, happens. I don't want to jinx myself. Well, so whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Did you? Was that always like when you were at college prep or you were at Radford? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was that always your goal to kind of get into the political kind of spirit of things?
By all means, yeah. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to get into politics, whether it would be a lobbyist or, you know, mm-hmm. a political office. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. because I see the power that politics has in a lot of people's lives, especially now when we're going through what we're going through right now with this government shutdown. I see the power that politics has, and I see the positive impact that positive players and actors can have in people's lives.
You know, outside of ANC, recently graduated from college. Mm-hmm. What other things do you have going on? You know, are you thinking about, you know, maybe going to law school to kind of prop up these political ambitions?
So for anyone who wants to take the LSAT for me, I take it on Saturday.
Good luck, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, so I do want to go to law school. Uh-huh. I'm the first Davin to graduate college in my family.
Okay.
And, you know, mom and dad and them, they're just really happy with this first degree. But I don't feel complete yet.
Yes.
And I really don't. And seeing most of my other friends who are in law school or in grad school for public administration, some other things like that, I find that, you know, I hung around people who are always thirsty for knowledge. Mm. And I got to keep up. And I gotta get the knowledge so I can help teach others.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what would be your school of choice if you had the pick of law schools?
Georgetown, with a full ride.
Absolutely, man. Well, look, Lawrence, thank you for taking some time to talk to me today, man.
No, thank you. This is fun.
Good luck with the LSAT, and those logic games can be tough.
Oh, by all means.
You know? So good luck with that, man. You're going to do great things. For everybody at KIPP DC, we're really proud of, you know, everything you've accomplished so far, what you'll accomplish in the future. And I look forward to talking with Mayor Davin.
Hey, by all means. Let's hope.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.